boys and girls. Looks like we might be a little short on girls today, but nice to see everybody. Welcome everybody to our Sunday school. And we always begin by singing. So, you got a number?
47
on the back. 47 on the back. Let's sing 47 on the back. And I'm going to make a suggestion. In order to be able to sing more of the songs on this great hymn sheet, maybe we'll sing the first and last verse. Unless you indicate otherwise, we're going to sing the first and the last verse.
To think of his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own, like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adoring, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown.
Yes.
Number 42.
So we're still on the back page. Number 42. A little child of 7 or
3 or 4 may enter into heaven through Christ the open door.
Singing sounds very good. Who else has a number? Max?
Number 44.
Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carry, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, salvation's glory, repeat o'er and o'er, till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. Bending we cross the last words of his breath, he entered the valley of death. God sent his son, whosoever said he, then I am sure that he sent him for me. Tell it again, salvation story, repeat your and o'er, till none can say children of men, nobody ever has told me before.
Anybody else? You got another one?
Number 45.
Wonderful.
They're different
song
on
in
both
previous
pages.
Printing, not included.
This doesn't.
Does anybody have 45?
I have 45.
What do you got there, Max? 45? Oh, that's... Oh, that one. Too little lies,
too much to cry. Too little ears to hear His words. Too little feet to walk His ways. Too hands to work for Him all my days. One little tongue to speak His truth.
Very good. Who else? Anybody else? Yes.
40.
Number 40. Number 40. Jesus loves me, this I know. Does anybody need a hymn sheet? We got extra hymn sheets here. Okay, number 40. How many know the sign language to the chorus? I think I know it. We'll try it, okay? So when we get to the chorus, let's sing and sign, okay? So number 40. Jesus loves me,
this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
Jesus loves me, He will stay,
close beside me all the way. If I trust Him, should I die, He will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
I think we've got for one or two more. Anybody else have a number? And if you know a song that's not on the sheet, we might be able to sing it by memory. Yes.
Number five.
Oh, happy day. Number five. Oh, happy day that fits my joy. On Thee my Savior and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Happy day. I look around and I see some happy faces. And I believe that these people are singing this song like they really mean it. They know the happy day in their life when their sins were all washed away. And if that doesn't make somebody happy, I don't know what else can. But you know, if we know the happy day when Jesus washed our sins away. Now, maybe there's somebody here today, they can't think of any time when they asked Jesus to wash their sins away. They never had the happy day. And so they can't sing with a happy face if they're like that. But you know what? Today can become the happy day. Now, what is the day today? Who knows? You know the date?
Today is the
25th. What?
It's the 22nd.
Very good. May 22, 2016. This can be your happy day if you've never asked Jesus to be your Savior. So, now let's sing the last verse. Let's all stand up and do this, shall we? We'll sing the last verse and the chorus of number 5. Now rest my long divided heart, fixed on that blessed treasure rest, nor ever from my Lord depart, with Him of every good possessed. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus walked my sins away. Well, let's take time for one more song. One more song. Anybody else have a number? Yes.
Number 4.
Christ is the Savior of sinners.
Christ is the Savior for me. Long I was chained in sin's darkness. Now by His grace I am free.
Set these hymn sheets aside and put them down beside your chair, floor. And now we're going to ask the Lord for His help today. So let's pray. Our God and Father, we thank Thee this morning for the wonderful message of the gospel. We thank Thee that Thou art still saving boys and girls from their sins. We thank Thee for the precious blood of Jesus that can wash them all away. And we do pray that if there's one in this hall here today who cannot sing with a happy heart, "Oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away," may they call upon Thee today for salvation. May they turn to Thee, Lord Jesus, and put their trust in Thee and in Thy precious blood that was shed there at the cross of Calvary in love for our souls. And so we commit this little Sunday school to Thee, thanking Thee for the opportunity to be together. And we just pray that Thy word might reach deep into each of our hearts. That the entrance of Thy word may give light, bring salvation. We ask this as we give Thee our thanks for Thy grace and goodness, Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I got something in this box. It's big. It's got eight legs. But don't worry, it's not going anywhere. It's going to stay right there. I wanted to show you something else. Before you look into the box. You see this book here? What does it say?
Holy Bible.
Holy Bible. Holy Bible. The Holy Bible is the best book we could ever read. We sing a song about that, don't we? The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way. And so, how wonderful to have the Holy Bible. Uh-oh. Oh, no. This is not good. I opened up the Holy Bible.
Nothing.
Look at this. Look at this.
It's written in it.
Is your Bible like this?
No.
No, look at Maloa's Bible. It's filled with words. I am so thankful. I just rejoice. I'm so happy that I got a Bible like Maloa's and not a Bible like this. Can you imagine how awful it would be if we came to the Sunday school today and everybody opens up their Bible and there's not a word in the Bible? That would be awful. It would be terrifying. You put it very well. Terrifying. You know what David said? In Psalm 28, he said, "Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my God. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like those that go down into the pit." He's referring to hell. You know, we got a Bible. It's got words. The King James Version of the Bible, it has about 783,000 words. It's the Word of God. And God is speaking to us through this book. And He's telling us about how bad we are, but how good and loving He is, and how we can be saved. It's all in this blessed book, the Bible. And so, boys and girls, we can thank God for this book. Now, the fact is, there's some people in the world, they don't have the Bible. And I got this little book from a organization that is seeking to bring the Word of God to all the different languages. There's about 7,000 languages, I believe, and they say there's about 1,700 of those languages where there's not even a portion of the Word of God. So these people are trying to translate this Bible so that other people can read the Word of God like we are here today. The sad thing is, there's many people in this country and in the United States, and they don't care if the Bible would look like this. In fact, they don't want to hear God speaking to them. I hope there's nobody like that here today. Because God speaks to us, and His Word can be the joy and the rejoicing of our heart. You know, that's what Jeremiah said. He said, "Thy words were found, I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." So we got the Bible. Everybody has words in their Bible. And today, I want to open up this box. Has anybody here ever got stung? Yeah? How'd you get stung?
A hornet in the ear.
Right here. A hornet. My, that sounds painful. Are you okay now?
It's quite a while ago.
Quite a while ago? So you're okay now. Okay, how about you? Rachel? Where'd you get stung? Or how did you get stung?
From my finger at the cottage by the wasp. I was just walking by the log with all kinds of wasps, and then one just came out and stung me.
Is that right? Walking by a log with lots of wasps. One came out. Were you pointing at the wasp? Not really. Because I know a man, I don't know why, but bees seem to be attracted to him. And he saw a bee, and he pointed at the bee like that, and that bee came right and stung him on the finger. Never forgot that. And I don't think he ever will, even though the pain went away. Now, where'd you get stung?
Right here. By a bee.
By a bee? Right here.
No. On this side.
Oh, right over on this side. Well, you know, that's not a very nice thing to get stung. So we got somebody stung by a hornet. And we got somebody stung
by a bee.
By a hornet.
By a bee. Hornet, bee.
And wasp.
And wasp. Okay. So we got the three stingers. Now I got something in this box. And I told you, it's eight legs. And it's big. And you know what? Got a stinger. You know what it might be? Put up your hand if you think you know.
Scorpion.
Exactly.
Scorpion.
Scorpion. Now, this scorpion is bigger than most scorpions. In fact, I don't think there's any scorpion this size. But what I would like to do is to put this fella together really quick. See, he wouldn't fit in the box. With his legs on, so we had to take off his legs. Okay. But I think we can put these legs on rather quickly. So let's see what we got going here. This goes in here. Like that. And then this leg here goes here. Has anybody ever been stung by a scorpion? Well, earlier this spring, we were out visiting in the Southwest, a place called Arizona. And that's where my daughter lives. And you know, there was a man that came to service a couple of tanks, gas tanks. And it's interesting that Mr. and Mrs. Ross, I think they were there at the same time as this man came to work on these tanks, okay, LP tanks. And he came over to us and he said, you know what? You got scorpions underneath those tanks. And you better be careful. And we didn't know about that. But see, scorpions, they like to live in a dry place and in a dark place. And so they wanted to get rid of those scorpions out of their yard. And you know how Mr. Buchanan, he did that? He went out at night when it was all dark, and he had what they call a blue light or an ultraviolet light. And when he shone that light, on the ground, the scorpions, they began to glow. And it was really amazing. They see a scorpion, he's got some kind of a chemical in his body that responds to the blue light. And they begin to glow at night. And then you can kill them. Because nobody likes scorpions. Is there anybody here likes scorpions? No, of course not. We want to get rid of the scorpion. Now, this model here, I must say, I had a hard time keeping the tail up like that. But you see on the end of this tail? That's where the stinger is. And at the base of the stinger, there's a little sack, like a little bag. It's got poison in it. They call it venom. And when this scorpion strikes and stings, maybe another insect or some creature of some sort, or maybe even a human being, maybe a boy or a girl, then this venom comes out and it's poison. But rarely does a scorpion sting kill anybody, but it makes them very, it can make them very sick and can be very, very painful. But usually they walk around like that because before they sting, they want the object to be right there in front of them. So that stinger tail comes right over and stings. Now, you say, well, I thought this was supposed to be a Sunday school about the Lord Jesus. Well, it is. But you know the Lord Jesus spoke about scorpions. And I'd just like to tell you a little bit about what the Bible says about scorpions. All right. How many here have seen a scorpion? Beside this one. Okay. I see quite a few have seen. One time, I went someplace and somebody had a scorpion as a pet. They got it at the pet shop. And it was a rather unusual pet, but in any case, the scorpion has a stinger and it's not nice. And I think in the Bible, the scorpion would speak to us, represent the power of Satan. And I'd like to read a verse. And this is in Ezekiel chapter 2. Now that's a little bit hard to find. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel. You don't have your Bible, you just listen. And you see the Lord, he sends Ezekiel to speak to the people who have turned away from God. They don't want God. They want to go their own way. And they were even worshiping idols. And Ezekiel, he was sent with the word of God to these people. It was to the nation of Israel. Because they were rebellious and they were stiff-hearted. And God in his goodness sought to communicate with them. He didn't just destroy them. He sent his word through his servant, Ezekiel. Now, listen to this. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 6. The Lord says, "Thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house." Now the point here Have you ever tried to talk to somebody about the Lord Jesus? Maybe at school or in your neighborhood. And you find that whoever you're speaking with doesn't want to listen. They don't want to hear about Jesus. They don't want to hear the Word of God. They don't want to hear the gospel. And you almost feel like you're among scorpions. And that's how the Lord described his people that had turned away from him, scorpions. I remember one time I was in a place and I saw some young people and they were sitting there at the table. So I thought, you know, these young people, I think they need to know about Jesus. They need to know how to be saved. And so I walked up and I had a crack in my pocket and I said, here's a little message of God's love for you. And you know what the young man said to me? He said, buzz off. That's what he told me. When he said that, I got to wondering, does he think I'm a bee? With a stinger? I think the fact that I tried to give him a gospel tract, it almost was kind of like a sting. But the fact is, I kind of felt a sting myself because of what he said. So, you know what I did? I just buzzed off. Yeah, I didn't stick around. They didn't want to hear it. Well, that's how these people were that we're reading about here, right here in Ezekiel. But you know, the Lord says to Ezekiel, even because they're rebellious and they're stiff-hearted, don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of their words. And don't be dismayed by their looks. You know, boys and girls, if somebody like that tells us to buzz off, what we need to do is to buzz to somebody else. We don't want to just give up passing out tracts or telling others about Jesus because somebody said something rather nasty. And so the Lord here told Ezekiel, don't get discouraged. Just keep on keeping on. And I always recall what Mr. John Kemp told me one time. He says, we need to be like corks. You know what a cork does? When you push a cork down into the water, it just bounces back up. And sometimes we find people try to put us down, but we need to keep on keeping on for the Lord. And the Lord will help us. And the fact is, we're on the winning side. Now, if we turn over to Luke's Gospel, let's see what the Lord Jesus has to say about scorpions. And I find this to be a great encouragement. In Luke chapter 10, we find that the Lord Jesus had sent out disciples, 70, to preach his word, and also they had power over the devils. And in verse 17, they return. And these disciples, they say, Lord, the devils are subject unto us through thy name. They thought this was wonderful. And in verse 18, he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. There was a boy named Billy. And Billy, he used to come to the Bible Hour. We had Lambert Lake. We lost track of Billy, but we just crossed paths with Billy just recently after many years. We happened to find him in an interesting place. Well, it was in a bookstore. And, you know, Billy, he was asking, well, how's the Bible Hour going? But I always remember Billy coming out one day after a meeting. This was years and years ago. He said, the power of the Lord is greater than the power of the devil. I said, Billy, that's very true. We need to keep that in mind. Now, we know the power of the devil is great, much greater than our power, but if we're on the Lord's side, we're on the winning side, because the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And here the Lord says he gives his disciples power to tread on serpents and scorpions. But in the next verse, verse 20, he says, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Let me ask you a question. Is your name written in heaven? I'm sure it's written on the record book at school, on the attendance chart at school. You got your name there. But the question is, what about heaven? You know, the most wonderful truth is to know that we're saved and on our way to heaven. And all those that have accepted the Lord Jesus, put their trust in him, we know that we're going to spend eternity in heaven. And that's wonderful. To have our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. But you know, as we go through this world on the way to heaven, God gives us the ability to overcome the power of Satan. Because the Lord Jesus at the cross defeated Satan. Did you know that? It tells us in Hebrews chapter 2 that through death, or by death, he has destroyed him who has the power of death. Or he has made him weak. And he has delivered them who through fear of death all their lifetime subject to bondage. Now, the Lord helps us day by day. Let's turn back. This is Deuteronomy chapter 8. Reference again to scorpions. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Watch the time. And here's what the Lord says. Or Moses, speaking the word of God, tells the people how that the Lord had provided food for them from the sky, the manna coming down, water out of the rock a couple of years ago. How many were here 2 years ago? Was it 2 years ago? When Mr. Roach, he showed us how we get water out of a rock. Anybody remember that? He had a big rock. And I think somebody went with a stick and hit that rock. Water came flying out all over the place. Remember? Of course, it was bottled water. And everybody was able to have a drink. And that was so nice. So the Lord gave water out of the rock. But here it also tells us, in verse 15, Deuteronomy 15, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness wherein were fiery serpents. These guys. There were serpents out there in the wilderness. And they were slithering around. They're not nice because they bite. But they were out there in the desert. But something else was out there with these serpents. What did it say? And scorpions. The scorpions. There they were. And you know, the Lord protected his people. And he brings them through this desert. And it tells us that it was day by day provision. You know, we have a wonderful God. He's an all the way home Savior. Saves our souls for time and for eternity. And we're all in a desert. You know, we've been singing in these meetings how the world is a wilderness wide. And we look forward to the day when we're going to be with Jesus. And the Lord Jesus is coming back, perhaps today. I hope you boys and girls are ready to meet him when he comes. How can you be ready? Call upon him. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. He's listening and wash your sins away. Now, just in closing, years ago we were on a bus. It was down in Mexico. And all of a sudden, this man jumps out of his seat. He starts shouting to everybody on the bus. Yo tengo medicina que es bueno para los que tienen pecadura del alfran. Cómprelo. Esta medicina es muy bueno. You know what he was telling? He was selling this right here. And this medicine here, it tells us on this bottle how you can take a few drops and put it into lukewarm water, and then you drink it. And if one of these guys bites you, then the pain won't be as severe. And I don't know if anybody ever bought one of these on the bus beside myself. But I bought one. Not that I was so much afraid of a scorpion, but I just thought it was interesting. And so it shows a picture of the scorpion. And the interesting thing, it tells me here too, if you got a toothache, you can saturate some cotton in this and put it on the tooth. And it's supposed to take away the pain, so I don't know about that. Interesting. But you know, we've all been stung. And in the Bible, I think of one place where it says the sting of death is sin. And that's over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We don't have time to turn to it. But you know, boys and girls, people are afraid to die because they know they're going to have to meet God. And they're in their sins. And they're terrified often at the thought. But you and I, we have a remedy for the sting. And it is the blood of Jesus that can wash our sins away so that we are before God, holy, without blame, perfectly clean from all our sins. And there is no sin sting to death because our sins are gone. The precious blood of Jesus. What a wonderful Savior we have. Now, this is a real scorpion. And I'm going to tell you what, I see our time is up. We're going to pray, and if you want to look at a real scorpion, you can come up and have a look. And that's not a big scorpion, but it's quite a size. Scorpions can get up to maybe 9 inches, really big. But let's sit down just while we pray, and then you can come up, okay? Dear Father, we thank Thee this morning that we have Thy Word to encourage our hearts. And we think of how Thy people of old, they walked through this desert. And their clothes did not wear out. And their shoes did not wear out. And their feet did not swell. And they got food. And they got water. And they were preserved from the fiery serpents and the scorpions. And so we see Thy goodness in all of this. And we thank Thee for Thy provision for us today too. We thank Thee that we have an all-the-way-home Savior to protect us from the power of Satan and from his influences. And we thank thee, too, for the Lord Jesus, who on the cross gave his life and shed his precious blood in order that the sting of death might be removed. And so we thank thee for each one here today who has the assurance of salvation. But we do earnestly pray that if there's one who has never yet called upon thee, that they might do so even now, as we're praying, they might be saved and have their sins washed away and know it and enjoy it. And so we pray thy blessing on the gospel as it continues to be sounded forth. We ask and give thanks in the precious, worthy name of our soon coming Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.